Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Bedtime Stories, an April Fool's Day in the Meadow. One day, the usually quiet meadow was abuzz with activity and excitement. And three friends, Milo the cat, Junks the dog, and Satty the chipmunk, were especially more excited than everyone else.
I can't believe it's April Fool's Day today. I can't wait to play our trick on the whole meadow.
You didn't forget the whoopee cushions now, did you, Milo?
No, Junks, I have them right here. And Satty, did you bring the invisible ink pens?
I have them right here. Here, take one each. I can't wait to see everyone's face when we play this trick.
As April Fool's Day started, the three friends stepped into the meadow, all excited about the tricks they would play on everyone.
There is an owl having her morning tea. It is a perfect time to prank her.
Milo walked up to Mrs. Owl and gave a big smile.
Hey there, Mrs. Owl. What a lovely tea setup you got there.
Well, Milo, the breeze is lovely today, so I thought I would enjoy a cup of tea here.
And Mrs. Owl didn't see Satty carefully sneak behind her and place a fake spider on her scones.
Would you care for a scone?
Ah!
Gotcha! You've an April Fool's Day'd!
I guess I have.
Next, they ran into Mr. Woodpecker, who was busy carving a chair from his latest wood piece.
Hey there, Mr. Woodpecker. Nice chair.
Lovely, isn't it? I am very excited about this one. It is coming out way better than I expected.
Mr. Woodpecker didn't see Junks sneak a whoopee cushion behind him. And when he sat down to take a break, a loud came from his chair. It gave him such a huge surprise and made him jump back out.
Gotcha! You've an April Fool's Day'd!
Oh man, I forgot it was April 1st. Good one, guys. Good one.
April Fool's Day was going very well for the three friends. They went around the meadow, pranking everyone and having a good laugh. The meadow was filled with pranks and great surprises from the three friends. Finally, they had one trick left, and it had Mrs. Jean's name all over it. But when they got to her house, she was nowhere to be found.
Has anyone seen Mrs. Jean? She's usually home baking. I wonder where she went.
No, we have gone through the whole meadow, but I haven't seen her all day. Maybe she's taking a nap somewhere in the house.
I can't believe she would leave her house wide open like this. She should be somewhere close.
They walked through the house, calling for Mrs. Jean, but no one answered. Her home was completely empty. Every room was completely neat, and not a thing was out of place.
What is that smell? It's coming from the kitchen.
They rushed back to the kitchen, and the sweet smell of muffins filled the room. They hadn't noticed the freshly baked muffins on the counter when they came in.
Mmm, they smell so good, and I am so hungry. Mrs. Jean better get here soon so we can have some of these muffins.
We're all hungry, Milo. We've been so busy pranking people all day that we haven't eaten at all.
And the smell kept getting stronger and stronger, and the three friends got hungrier and hungrier.
I don't think Mrs. Jin would mind if we each got a muffin. She always shares her muffins with anyone who comes along.
You're right, Junks. She won't mind at all. Let's each get one. Just one.
But the muffins were so good that they kept on eating and eating until there were only three big muffins left.
I bet these taste even better than the other ones.
Before they could think about it, they were all taking a big bite out of the muffins.
It's chocolate, Sadie. It's the nice, gooey chocolate.
Yes, I love chocolate.
As they took even bigger bites into the muffins, chewing started becoming hard, and the gooey chocolate got stickier and stickier the more they chewed. Just then, Mrs. Jean jumped out of the broom closet and shouted,
"Gotcha! You have been April Fool's Day'd!"
Mrs. Jean was laughing so hard that the three friends couldn't help but join her in her laughter.
Oh, I almost forgot. Here, drink this warm water. It will help.
They drank the warm water, and the gooey, hard chocolate got softer, and they were able to spit it out.
Wow, Mrs. Jin, I think you're the best prankster in the meadow.
Oh, that I am, and don't you forget it.
The day ended with more laughs in the meadow as the story of how the three friends were outsmarted by Mrs. Jin spread through the meadow. Good night, meadow friends. Hope you have fun on April Fool's Day. Good night, little ones.
That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.